This is Senator Al Simpson. District of Columbia is crying foul to some recent congressional activity. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Congress has just passed a law restricting the D.C. City Council from dictating policies at religious institutions like the respected Georgetown University. Congress is thus protecting one of our most cherished constitutional rights, freedom of religion. I'm not one who would ordinarily interfere with municipal matters, but this overprotection of the gay community in Washington, D.C. should not be pressed upon a religious institution like Georgetown. To force this fine religious and educational institution to provide space and accommodate groups to which it is morally opposed is plain wrong, Ted. It is best we did stop the trend before it reaches absurdity. This is not some case of discrimination, Ted. Oh, you'll howl it is. No, this is a protection of religious freedoms. You are in favor of freedom of religion, aren't you, Ted?
Al, as usual, you misstate the facts. The issue is home rule for the District of Columbia, not freedom of religion. Georgetown University and the gay rights groups settled their religious controversy long ago. True, there's been a controversy, and it led to litigation over gay rights at the university under the laws of the District of Columbia. But the university signed a consent decree resolving the dispute, and they've continued to abide by it. So the dispute should be over. Right, Al? Wrong. Your right-wing colleagues in Congress decided to use the issue to bash the District of Columbia. They passed a statute ordering D.C. to rewrite its local civil rights laws. The courts threw out that right-wing scheme. But you right-wingers never take no for an answer. You passed another D.C. bashing bill, and the courts will probably reject it again. Why can't the District of Columbia write its own civil rights laws, Al, without right-wing meddling from Congress? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's capital gains tax cut for the rich. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.